Week 4 Coaches Shows continues here on 103.9 KNZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet here alongside with head coach of the girls team for the Sabetha Blue Jays, Rachel Wartenberger. This locker room chat's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. A couple of games since the last time we spoke, Royal Valley, Johnson Bronc, Auburn, both those games, a pair of the Nemaha County Shootout, and then of course also taking on Nemaha Central here, your first game of 2026. That was early this week here on Tuesday, lost a 48-20. But coach, tell me about these last four games for you and your team.
Yeah, so we went into winter break. We didn't have a great game against Royal Valley. There were some things we needed to do we didn't get accomplished. But, you know, I tell the girls every night we go out, we just want to improve, and they responded fairly well in the second half with that. Over the break, I thought we played two pretty good games. We just couldn't seem to put a whole game together, and so we had a couple of individual girls play well. Paxton Michael played really well the first game against Johnston Brock. Kira Keim and Sydney Shoebarth played really good the second game against Auburn. We're still growing, still looking to improve, continue to develop the players. Last night we had a rough night against Nemaha Central, couldn't get a basket to go in, and so again, we're just going to look to improve every day when we go out. I'm really proud of the girls and how they continue to show up. And so those things in life probably matter more than the win or loss on the basketball scoreboard.
Yeah, looking at one of those players there for you, Paxton Michael, just talk about her for a minute here or so. I mean, she obviously had a really great job there throughout the tournament. She made the tournament team. Right now she's leading scoring for your roster as well. So yeah, talk about what she has done so far this season. Is that, you know, the impact that she'll continue to have for you and your team?
Yeah, so Paxton is one of those girls that you kind of rely on. She's one of your go-to girls. She, going into the tournament, she was shooting 47% from behind the three-point line. We look to her a lot for that. She leads our team in that, obviously, and with the scoring. But we look for her for leadership. She's tough. She has a great attitude. All those things you want in a leader. She got playing time last year as a sophomore in the varsity, so I think that's helped her. We're encouraging other girls to kind of step up and assume roles to kind of help grow and support the team in that way, too.
Upcoming here for you and your team on the schedule, St. Mary's on Friday and then Holton next Tuesday. I mean, how are you looking forward to these couple of matchups and, you know, looking to get that second win of the season against these Big East teams?
Yeah, so like I've said before, every night out for us is going to be an opportunity to improve. We're looking for girls that want to step up and contribute and do really well. And so both of these games coming up, I've told the girls these are winnable games for us, and so we have to be ready to go from the tip. And we're just encouraging them to keep working hard, you know, and grind through what looks on the outside like we're not having a very successful season. But inside the locker room, we know there's things that we're doing better and better each day, and that's what we want to continue to do.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, jumping up here and joining us week after week. Again, we're week number four, our first Coach's Show of 2026. So, Coach, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
That was head coach Rachel Wartenberger of the Sabetha Blue Jays girls team. Again, upcoming here, we'll talk to Josh Wartenberger with the boys on the schedule. Coming up, though, for the Sabetha Blue Jays, it's St. Mary's on Friday and then next Tuesday against Holton.